We're up to Yerida Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Siv Gimel, finishing up the sugyas of Yeharik Valyava. And the question at hand is one allowed to go into a base of a Dazara to save his life? They're running after him. They had the base of a Dazara was like a free base. If any Yehudi wanted to kill him and he runs to the base of the Zara, it's like the kids playing. It's like you're a home base, free, whatever it's called, you know. He can't touch you over there. Yeah. So is he allowed to do that? So the question is, you know, what's wrong with going into the base of the Zara? So it's well known that you're not allowed to go into a church. And although not recommended, you are allowed to go into a mosque. So this is based on the Gemara of the Zara, and that Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara of Adazara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which we've actually seen already. We've seen the first part. This is the second part. Tanu Rabbanan, Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodas Kochavim, a city that has in it Avodazara, Asur Likanes L'socha. You're not allowed to go into a city that has Avodazara. V'lo Mitochet Ir Acheres, Divir Amer, V'chacham Omer, Kozman, Shadach, Miuchedes, Osa Makom Asur, In Dav Chazam Makom, Mutur. You're not allowed to go into a city that has Avodazara. Why not? Because the whole discussion is not so relevant for us. Rashi says, also the Kohen says, Socham Yishum Chshad, Da Amri Yunami Ozel Miflach. Why is he going there? He must be going to do Avodah Zarah. So it's a din in Maris Ayin. He goes into the base of Avodah Zarah. People are going to think that he's going to do Avodah Zarah. Then the Brisa goes on to give us three or four more examples. If he's standing in front of an Avodah Zarah and he gets a thorn in his foot, Yashalo coats bifnei avodas kochavim lo yishchav yitlana. He's not allowed to bend down to take out the thorn from his foot. Why? It looks like he's bowing down to the avodah zarah. If it doesn't look like that, it's mutter. Meaning, if he turns around and does it, then it's okay. It doesn't look like he's bowing down if he puts his back to the avodah zarah. But he can't bend down to take the thorn out of his foot. Continues the braisa. He dropped money. He dropped money in front of the Avodah Zarah. Also, he's not allowed to pick it up. It looks like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Unless it doesn't look like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, which means he turns around, puts his back to the Avodah Zarah, then he can bend down. In front of the Avodah Zarah is a Ma'ayan, a spring of water. And he's very, very thirsty. He's not allowed to bend down to drink from the water in front of the Avodah Zarah, because it looks like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Then there's a fourth example where they used to have faces shooting out water in front of the Avodah Zarah, and he wants to put his mouth over there, and it looks like he's kissing the face that's gushing forth water in honor of the Avodah Zarah. That's also Asur. So now the Gemara wants to know, why do I need all these different cases? So the Gemara says, well, the case of the drinking, all the other cases, he got a thorn. No one dies from a thorn. He lost his money. Okay, he lost his money. But in the case where he's thirsty, Ma'ayan, the last line of Yud Beis Min Aleph and Avodah Zarah, Ma'ayan di'ika sakana. Here there's sakana, di'ilo shasi mayis. If he doesn't drink from the water, he's going to die. He's going to dehydrate to death. So you might think it's okay. It's still not okay. Yahareg v'al yavar. Because it looks like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. That's what comes out of, or seems to come out of this Gemara. Now, the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, in the Parish of Mishnayos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalit, which is actually brought down, we can see it inside, in Siman Kuf Mem Tes. In Siman Kuf Mem Tes, Sif Aleph, the Shach, brings down the entire Rambam. Okay? And he basically tells us, really, you're not allowed to live in a city where there's Avodah Zarah. So how does everybody live in a city? Everyone in Chutzal lives in a city with Avodah Zarah. So says the Rambam, what are we going to do? We're stuck. We have no choice. So we're onus. We have no choice. We're stuck. It's a very bidyevid situation. And he says, if I'm not allowed to go into a city that has Avodah Zarah, this is the last line of the Rambam, which is found in the last line of the Shach, in Siman Kuf Mem Tes, Sifkat and Aleph, Kavachomer, I can't go into a base of Avodah Zarah Atzma. If I can't go into a city of the Avodah Zarah, I certainly can't go into the base of Avodah Zarah. This is Lashon, a very strong Lashon Rambam. Shu Aser Lanu Kim'at L'Roso. It's Aser almost even look at the thing. The Kol Shekin L'Kamis Bo, and certainly not to go inside. So he says, you for sure not allowed to go inside the base of Avodah Zarah, and you really shouldn't even look at the base of Avodah Zarah. So it says, the Rambam brought down the Shach, Kufen Tes, Sifkatan, Aleph. Now, in Siman Kuf Nun, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah l'israchek miderech elilim arba amos. You should make sure to stay, mitzvah to stay 4 amos away from the Avodah Zarah, take away, from the Avodah Zarah. Now, the tour in Siman Kuf Mem Tes brings down the Rashba, who brings down this Gemara that we just read in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Beis, and he says that you see from here that Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is Harig Vayavar. He can't drink. It says it's Sakana. If he doesn't drink, the water is going to die. He's going to dehydrate to death. He's not doing Avodah Zarah. He's going down in front of the Avodah Zarah. It looks like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, and for that, he has to give up his life. That's what the Torah says from the Rashba. However, the Ran over here, in Avodah Zarah, the Dafi Beis, the Ran on the Rif, he says he doesn't like that comparison. The Rashba takes it one step further. The Rashba says, just like it's Yahrag Vayabar to bend down in front of Avodah Zarah to drink the water when he's going to dehydrate to death, he's also not allowed to go into a base of Avodah Zarah to save his life. That's what the Rashba says. The Ran has two issues with the Rashba. First of all, there's a difference between doing something that looks like you're actually bowing down and worshiping the Avodah Zarah. That might be Pikuach Nefesh. That might be Yahrag Vayavar. He can't bow down to drink because it looks like he's doing actual Avodah Zarah. It looks like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. But going to the base of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't look like he's worshiping. It looks like he might be going to do the Avodah Zarah, but not like he's actually involved in Avodah Zarah. Is that clear? One more time. When he's bowing down to drink in front of the Avodah Zarah, the Maris Ayin, he looks like right now he's doing Avodah Zarah. He's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. And that is Yahrag Vayavar, even if he's going to dehydrate to death. However, says the Ran, who says you can compare that when they're chasing him, and if he can get to the base of Avodah Zarah, they won't kill him, he's going to save his life by going to the base of Avodah Zarah, so what's the problem with going to the base of Avodah Zarah? It's Maris Ayin. But the act of going into the base of Avodah Zarah is Maris Ayin, that he's going to do Avodah Zarah. Not that right now he's doing an actual act of Avodah Zarah, as in the case where he's bowing down in front of the idol. And therefore, the Ran disagrees with the Rashba. You can't compare the case on Daf Yud Beis, where he's drinking the water, to going into a base of water. That's number one. And number two, he kind of doesn't want to take the whole Gemara literally. He says, nah, it doesn't mean he's going to dehydrate to death. It means it's not a real sakana. It means he's very thirsty. If he doesn't drink now, and he doesn't, it could be that over the next few hours, he won't find other water. So it's possible that it will actually lead to some sort of sakana. But not that right now he's in immediate pikuach nefesh situation. Because if he's right now in an immediate pikuach nefesh situation, says the Ran, then he would in fact be allowed to drink the water. When the Gemara here says sakana and he's going to die, it doesn't mean right now immediately, because that would be mutter. It just means down the road. Now, it seems like the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran is as follows. Is Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah? We know Avodah Zarah is Yahrag Vayavar. If the Nazi says, bow down to the Avodah Zarah or I'm going to kill you, he has to let himself be killed, even in the privacy of his own home. Avodah Zarah is one of the big three. Three cardinal sins. What about something that looks like he's doing Avodah Zarah? Is that Yahrag Vayavar? The Rashba says yes. The Ran says, no, that's not Yahrag Vayavar. Now, this is very similar to the discussion we had about Abizrayu of the Big Three, which is a big discussion over here, which I don't want to get back into, and it's far broader than we're going to be able to cover. So, let's look at the Ramah over here. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Nun Sif Gimel. Okay, so we have a Machlokes, Rashba and Ran, which seems to be, is Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah Yehorig Val Yavor or not? Meaning, do we view it as Abizrayu Avodah Zarah? Like we said, that he has to, the Ramah says he has to die before taking the medicine from the Asherah tree, because he's benefiting, lo yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherim, benefiting from Avodah Zarah is a lav, any lav associated with the big three is also Yehargu Ayava. Fine. So we now read, so Yoredei Siman Kuf Nun brings down all those different cases that are discussed in the Braisa in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the Ramah says over here, Kuf Nun Sif Gimel, the Ramah says, Hagal, Yesh Omim, the Kol She'enu Aser Element, Nei Maris Ayin, if the whole Isser is Maris Ayin, Kigam Bedin Zeh, here he's talking about drinking straight from the water, looks like he's kissing the Avodah Zarah. If he's really going to dehydrate to death and it's real pikach nefesh, says the Ramah, he's allowed to drink. The aim bazem mishum yehargu ayavar. There's no yehargu ayavar on maris ayin of avodah zarah. So says the Ramah, just like we saw in the Ram. The Gra over here in Sifkatan Dalid says, the Groyas of Katan Dalit in Siman Kufnun says, that's the Lashon Haran. Then he brings down that the Ran disagrees with the Rajba. That when it says he's going to die, he doesn't really mean it. It means down the road he might die. He skipped down a bunch of lines in the Bira Gros of Katan Dalit. He goes on to say, Udvarav Dechukim. Says this Ran is very pressed. It's not, that's not the Pshat. Dechenkas of a Tur Kam Behedya. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm rushing through this. So the Mirgra just said what we said before. The Ramah is saying like the Ram. It's not really Yehargu Ayavar. The Gemara doesn't mean it. The Vilna Gaon is not happy with that Ran that says it doesn't mean it. The Rashba says he does mean it. And the Tur brings down the Rashba. And the Gro wants to say that it is Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. If it looks like he's doing Avodah Zarah, it is in fact Yeharik Val Yavah. So the Machlokes now, the Machlokes there between the Ran and the Rashba, if Maris Ayin by Avodah Zarah, Yeharik Val Yavah, is now a Machlokes between the Ramah, who says that there's no Yehargu Ayavar by Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, and the Gra, who says there is Yehargu Ayavar by Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. Now, there, it would seem like, and then the Mirgar goes on to spell this out a little bit, if you continue, that the story in the end of Sanhedrin, where the man sees the woman and he's going to die if he doesn't talk to her on the other, if he doesn't speak to her on the phone, he's going to die, and the Gemara says Yehargu Ayavar. So he says, speaking to her on the phone is only Nisa Darabanan, certainly according to the Ramban. So basically the Gra makes it connected is Abizrayu of the big three, which is Yehargu Ayavar, is that only by things that are Asur Min HaTorah, or also things that are only Asur Min Darabanan. The Ramah over here says that Marasayin is only Asur Min Darabanan. It can't be Yehargu Ayavar. And that fits into what the Ramah told us in Kuf Nun Zayin Aleph. He said, only if it's a lav, only if it's a Torah prohibition associated with the big three, it's Yehargu Ayavar. This is a Dirabanan. But the Vilna Gaon over there, the Bir Agro over there, said, even by a Dirabanan, it could be Yehargu Ayavar. The Bir Agro, Kufnun Zayin Sif Katan Yadalit, said, even by a Dirabanan. And that's the same thing he says over here in Sim Kufnun, in Sif Katan Dalit. Even by a Dirabanan, it could be Yehargu Ayavar. Okay, so now let's look back at our regular schedule program. We are in Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Gimel. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin over here? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mishin is Chayev Misa, someone who's Chayev Misa by the authorities. Mutter Livroach, La Beis Avodah Zarah, like the Ran, he's allowed to run to the Beis Avodah Zarah, Lahatzil Es Atzmo. He's allowed to run to the Beis Avodah Zarah to save his life. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Like the Ran, seemingly like the Ran. Okay, now there's a Bir Agro here, Sifkatan Chavav, which is very interesting, but we're not going to do it. Do it for homework. It's very fascinating. It connects this to Kuf Nun Hey Sif Beis, which is super interesting, and a whole shir in and of itself, which we're not going to do. Hagad no, says the Ramah. V'yesh omin dibishas hashmad asar v'ayin le'el siman kuf nun. The Ramah says, if Stam, someone's running after him, he's running away, and if he gets to the base of Avodah Zarah, he's, whatever, I forgot what they call it as a kid, safe base, home base, whatever it's called, and they won't kill him, he's allowed to do that, says the Mechaber. And the Ramah seems to agree he's allowed to do that. But if it's a case of a shasa shmad, where they're trying, governmental persecution, where they're trying to get all the Jews to convert, whatever, so then it is in fact going to be usher. And now the Ramah sends us back to this Kuf Nun Sif Gimel. Now, Kuf Nun Sif Gimel, we just did the Ramah, part of the Ramah, who told us that it's not Yehag Vayavor to have Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. However, look at Rabbi Kiv Eger. Turn to Siman Kuf Nun, Rabbi Kiv Eger, Sif Katan Aleph. And this is unbelievable. The Ramah says it's not Yehag Vayavor. The Mechaber told us he can run to the base of Avodah Zarah to save his life. The Ramah says, but if it's a shasa shmad, then he's not allowed to. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger in Siman Kuf Nun Sif Katan Aleph. Kuf Nun. We need serious reading glasses. How come it's not here? I don't see it here. I don't seem to have it. Yeah. Ulam says the Rabbi Kiv Eger, but Maharik cause of Rishay Mashiltus. Okay, now this is a famous opinion of the Shiltus that we should have said over last week, but we didn't. That we said that when there's governmental persecution, a person has to give up his life even on the shoelace. And we had two opinions of the shoelace. Either Rashi seemed to say that the Jews tie the shoelace differently than the non-Jews, which is hard for us to understand. And the Ran said the different color shoelaces. The Ein Yehudi wears a red shoelace. The Yisrael wears a black shoelace. And red is more of a, you know, less, more priestess-like a color. So even that, if it's a governmental rule, they have to give up their lives before changing the color of the shoelace. Rishilta says that's not the pshat. He has a third pshat. The Hada Minan Rabbi Kiv Eger Sif Katan Aleph in Siman Kuf Nun. The Hada Minan Afil Ala Raksid the Masana that he has to give up his life on the shoelace. Hainu the Machrichim Asolati Ritzua Sandala Lifnei Avodah Zarah. They force him to change the shoelace in front of the Avodah Zarah, so it looks like he's doing Avodah Zarah. Whew! Unbelievable. So that's exactly it. It's a shasa shmad. And they wanted to change the shoelace and do Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. V'yemira ki mishtach of Avodah Zarah. Harei desfirlei. So what do you see? That the shilt was hold. Afilip isa Maris Ayin. Yehoreg v'al yavor. And he says, maybe it's not the same. Maybe it's different when he's thirsty and it's not a shas hashmad. So that's why the Ramah says when it's a shas hashmad, it's going to be usher to go into the base of Avodah Zarah. Shas hashmad, to do something that looks like you're doing Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Yehoreg v'yavor. But if it's not a shas hashmad, it's going to be mutter, because Maris Ayin Avodah Zarah, the Ramah says, is mutter, and Mechaber says is mutter, and the Ramah says it's usher over here if it's a shas hashmad. Right? He told us it's no problem. It's not Yehoreg v'yavor for Marasayin Shas Hashmad. Now, I have an Otsam Mefarshim. You actually have a Makor Mayim Chaim. Okay, there's a Makor Mayim Chaim or Otsam Mefarshim on the side. And he goes on to say that this is a Gemara in famous Gemara Gittin Adaf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Chana and her seven sons by Chanukah. Antiochus wanted them all to worship Avodah Zarah. They all gave up their lives. They came to the little boy. What did he do? He threw the ring down to the little boy. He said, little boy, pick up the ring in front of the Avodah Zarah. So it's Marasayan. It'll look like he's doing Avodah Zarah, but really he's not. But it's Marasayan. And the boy gave up his life. So there's a whole discussion. That's exactly this. That was a Shasa Shmat. And in order to make it look like he's doing Avodah Zarah, the guy is threatening his life to Avodah Zarah. And that was, perhaps, at least according to this opinion, Yehoreg v'yavor, and therefore the little boy gave up his life. This whole discussion of what we learned from the little boy, how much you learn, can you learn? Okay, so that is a lot of Siman Kuf Nun Sif Gimel, and that is the end of Siman Kuf. Kuf Nun Zayin Siv Gimel, and the end of the Siman.